Well, you know, Chris, you're right. The clock is ticking, and every day that goes by makes the situation much more dangerous for the American people. In 1988, we passed the Undetectable Firearms Act because we did not think that it would be a good idea to allow bad people to smuggle firearms through metal detectors on our planes and in high-security environments. That was done in the Reagan administration. It was renewed in the Bush administration. It was renewed in the Clinton administration, renewed again in the Bush administration. When we renewed those that law, the prospect of a 3D printed plastic gun was science fiction. Today it is a reality, and we are only 2 weeks away from the expiration of that law. So we need just very simply extend the law, modernize it, and protect the American people.
Well, let's talk about what you mean by modernizing it, because even if you renew a ban, how does law enforcement stay on top of this 3D printing technology, Congressman? I mean, is there anything else that you folks in Congress can do to help make sure that these guns don't get in, onto airplanes or into a courthouse, for example, where metal detectors are used?
Sure. Well, first of all, I have nothing against 3D printers. I think that they will transform. They can transform technology in our economy. I do have something against making it easier for terrorists and criminals to bring 3D printed guns through metal detectors. So here's what we need to do. We should extend the law that expires on December 9th, and we should also modernize it to require that when a gun is manufactured, that it has to have certain metal parts. And that's precisely what my legislation does.